This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 16. God the Spirit lives in us. Our reading comes from John chapter 16. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, "Where are you going?" Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. John 14, verse 15 through 17. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. One Friday each month, the college where I serve as campus minister celebrates Spirit Day. On Spirit Day, students, staff, and faculty are encouraged to wear black and gold, the college colors, and to attend the college sports games. In our culture, we often emphasize having a strong school, work, and team spirit. Many of us develop a strong national spirit as well. As a result, we can tend to view the Holy Spirit more as a power than as a person. But there is much to gain when we realize that the Holy Spirit is God Himself living in us, along with God's power being present in our lives. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Advocate or Counselor, and He tells us that the Spirit will convict us of sin and guide us into all truth. The Spirit will make known to us what belongs to the Father and the Son. There is comfort and joy in knowing that God Himself lives within us to lead and guide us. Paul tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in us. What an amazing blessing it is to have God living in us. When we ask God to lead and guide us, and when we actively follow Him, a whole new life of comfort and joy opens up for us. The Holy Spirit living in us changes our lives and the lives of the people around us. Pray with me. Spirit of God, we are honored to have you living in us. Lead us into the truth each day. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.